Almost every minute of every day in different parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo, a woman is raped. That's the conclusion of a new study to be published in the American Journal of Public Health. This figure is 26 times higher than the United Nations figures for the same period. The head of the UN sexual assault reporting team in the Congo has criticized the report. But one of the authors defends her study. She says, if anything, the figures are underreporting the incidents of rape. Jacqueline Hole prepared this report.
The figures are horrifying.
We find that over 400,000 women are raped every year in Congo, and that translates to about 1,152 raped every day, 48 raped every hour, and 4 raped every 5 minutes.
Associate Professor Tia Palemo of Stony Brook University is one of 3 researchers who examined detailed household data gathered from women between the ages of 15 and 49 living in the Congo. And what they've found is a shocking increase on the already high figures collected by the United Nations. In fact, the incidence of sexual assault reported by Professor Palermo is 26 times higher than the United Nations figures.
They rely on people coming forward to report the rape, where we know from around the world that many women are reluctant to report their rape, and in some conflict areas, it's been shown that a majority don't report the rape, especially when military personnel are perpetrators of the rape.
She says that means the UN's figures are far too low.
So ours is a nationally representative study where trained interviewers went into the households and, as part of a larger health and demographic survey, asked women in private these questions about sexual violence. So very different sampling strategy, and that's how we can account. These are population-based estimates, whereas the UN estimates are based on reports.
And Professor Palermo says the real figures could be even higher because their survey did not include girls under 15, women older than 49, or any boys or men.
We know that there's chronic underreporting of sexual violence for several reasons, due to stigma, shame, fear, and perceived impunity. We also know that sexual violence is being perpetrated against children, both male and female, women over the age of 49, and men. And none of these are captured in this study.
While increased levels of sexual assault are often reported in times of conflict, the figures for the Congo are staggeringly high, much greater even than in nearby Sierra Leone, a country with a similar picture of civil unrest.
There have been studies that show that there's approximately 50,000 rapes that were estimated to have occurred in Sierra Leone's conflict over a 10-year period. And we're finding that there's 400,000 rapes occurring in DRC in a 1-year time period.
The Congolese government insists the high figures reflect public confidence in the support system offered to the victims of sexual assault.
Jacqueline Hole.